Hello?
Hi, my name is Willie Stroker, and I'm calling from the Marriott. I was looking to speak with Nina.
You're speaking to her?
Hi, Nina. I work in the reservations department here at the Marriott, and I was just calling to confirm a couple dates with you.
Okay, and what did you say your name was again?
Willie Stroker.
Willie, okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So you're staying with us for 7 days coming up next week, starting on the 20th. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. God, we're really looking forward to it.
You couldn't be coming at a more wonderful time of year. The island is beautiful and the weather is perfect right now. It's great.
That sounds wonderful. My husband and I are really looking forward to this. We need it.
Yeah, I think we all do. Anyway, our hotel, on the other hand, is going through some changes, and I just want to let you know about those before you arrive, okay?
Changes?
Yeah, currently our housekeeping service is non-existent.
What?
Yeah, I don't really know what happened. They walked off the job yesterday, so might be a strike issue. Haven't really heard much about it,
Are
though,
you
but
going to get it fixed before we come?
I doubt it. I'm hearing from my higher-ups it's going to be a few months probably before we get the housekeepers back.
That's going to leave us in a pickle. I mean,
Yeah.
housekeeping? That's so basic.
I know, trust me. I'm just the one that's making the phone call here. But I do want you to expect towels not to be clean, dirty sheets when you arrive. But still, I mean, the people that stay here are very clean. So it's going to be okay.
Well, that doesn't help with housekeeping my room. You need to do something about this before we get there.
Well, we're encouraging our guests to bring their own sheets and towels if they're uncomfortable with that. So,
You've got to be kidding me.
no, I wish I was, actually.
What's the point of staying in a hotel for a vacation if you don't have housekeeping or even clean linens?
Well, like I said, the weather is amazing right now. Who needs towels and sheets when you got great weather outside?
Oh, this is more than annoying.
Have you ever heard of the biker group, the Hells Angels?
What are you talking about?
They're having their annual convention here at the exact time as you're staying. So we're also letting guests that are staying in the hotel at that time know it could get a little chaotic. Those guys
What?
are wild cards, you know?
What?
Yeah.
I can't even fathom why you're doing this. And we're coming there to relax and to rest and to get away from
Right.
the rat race.
Yeah.
You're giving us a rat race.
Well, that's why I thought I
What are
should
you
call you.
doing?
I checked your room, and your room is flanked by two Hells Angels. They'll be staying right next to you. And I just want to let you know that because those guys, they stay up late and they party a little
Oh,
bit. But they're
my
nice.
God. I'm really stressed right now.
I know that obviously having dirty towels and sheets and staying with a bunch of Hells Angels is not ideal, but I do have good news for you.
I would love to hear it because all I've heard so far is bad news.
We are renovating the floor above you.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry?
Are you kidding me right now?
No, not at all. It's going to be gorgeous when they're done.
But that's not when we're there.
Well, when you come back and stay with us again, because you're going to want to, it's going to look amazing, and you could probably get a room on that floor pretty easily.
Are you an imbecile? You think after a stay like this, I'm going to come back again? This is just totally unprofessional. First, you tell me there's no housekeeping and there's no clean linens, even if we were to accept that.
Yeah, don't forget about the Hells Angels. The Hells Angels will also be
I'm
there.
getting there. I'm getting
Oh,
there.
okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
They're loud, they're noisy, they're disrespectful,
Right,
and
yes.
those are going to be the people we're with.
Well, and there's going to be construction going on above you, too, so it could get noisy.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot about the
Yeah,
best
yeah.
part.
And our chef left some sort of wage
Wait a minute,
dispute.
your chef left?
Yeah, no
What
food.
is going on there? Why do you even have your doors open?
Well, that's another thing, too. The front door is broken.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
You should probably laugh because this is actually a prank phone call.
It's what?
It's a prank phone call. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your husband Max set you up.
Oh my God.
It's a joke.
Oh. Oh my God, I can't believe he'd do that to me.
He told me you were stressing about vacation and wanted to play a joke on you.
You know, out of all the news you gave me, the only thing I thought that might be a little acceptable is the Hells Angels. You know, those guys might be fun to party with. You never know.
Yeah, probably. Hells Angels and dirty sheets, I'm in.
Oh.